Good afternoon, I'm Khaki Walton, checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners like you.
Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, twill be in the valley of love and delight.
And you're listening to Sabrina Laney Warren performing along with pianist Paula Amrod, Simple Gifts by Aaron Copland. And that's part of an online concert the Beethoven Club is going to present. It's in honor of the 168th anniversary of Elmwood Cemetery. That virtual concert will be presented this Friday online at 3 p.m. at beethovenclubmemphis.org/Elmwood. And there's another important anniversary that the Beethoven Club will be celebrating in October. And here to tell us about it all is the president of the Beethoven Club, Patricia Gray. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
Just fine.
So I know that probably originally, in a perfect world without a pandemic happening, you would be presenting this concert at the Lord's Chapel at Elmwood, but you've had to be a little creative and move everything online.
Well, we have, because we decided not to be undone, and we had a very happy experience giving concerts at Elmwood over the last year and a half or so in the Lord's Chapel, and Kim Bearden there has been wonderful about welcoming us, so we thought we're going to make this birthday concert work, and the only way to do that now is to do it online, but we did make a point of going out and actually recording and shooting outside in the cemetery for some of them. And then Sabrina, the one we just heard, is a video from one of our earlier concerts there that's shot in the Lord's Chapel.
Well, let's talk about the history, because this is meaningful, the fact that you're honoring Elmwood, because the Beethoven Club and Elmwood Cemetery have a long history together.
They do. The founder of the Beethoven Club, Martha Trudeau, is buried there. And then there are two other founding members who are also buried at Elmwood, Miss Napoleon Hill and another lady. And so we thought that was timely in a lot of ways. And then another kind of strange tie-up is Miss Trudeau's father is buried there, and he died in a yellow fever epidemic. So there's kind of this pandemic thing tie up too, because of course, I mean, Elmwood had so many people there from when yellow fever was in Memphis.
Right. So tell us how you've adapted this concert to an online platform. How is everything going to work?
Okay. What we did was we have done two other concerts there. One was dedicated to Jenny Lind, the Swedish Nightingale, who sang in Memphis, and the other to John Philip Sousa, who also had concerts here. So the songs that Sabrina sings and also Paul Murray's songs are from earlier concerts, but we used those videos to plug in those pieces. But then, in addition to that, we have Priscilla Tye and Daniel Gilbert and Kelly Herman, we just literally Friday after morning went out and shot all the video at Elmwood in different spots that are particularly beautiful there. There's the Snowden and Overton and Crump and some of the famous ones in the church mausoleum and all those places. We thought it would just be nice to have a history of Elmwood and Beethoven Club kind of wedded that way.
So this program it goes from Baroque gems to 20th century art songs to contemporary
yes.
chamber works. I mean, it covers a lot of ground. So
absolutely.
So did you actually have Daniel Gilbert and Priscilla Tye at different locations in Elmwood playing these solo
yes.
works by Bach?
Yes, we did.
Oh.
And we were careful. I told them to be sure to bring clips so the music doesn't blow off the stand. Priscilla brought the music, and it didn't blow off the stand, but the wind blew the whole stand over.
Oh, no. the challenges of...
Yeah. But we worked around all of it, so everything is fine.
So you're going to post these videos on the website that I mentioned. That's mm-hmm. BeethovenClubMemphis.org.
Well, actually, people need to just go to BeethovenClubMemphis.org.
Okay.
At 3:00 on Friday afternoon, and there will be a link that will be live at that point that takes them to the whole concert. And then it'll just stay up in perpetuity.
Oh,
so
good.
It will be like, it won't be like a live event that streams and over with. It's once it's there, then you can see these different sections anytime you like.
Oh, good. And you can revisit performances that you particularly enjoyed. So that's great.
Right.
And you have wonderful program notes next to the videos, too.
Well, we want people to some of these things are not particularly well known. I mean, most of them are, but I thought it would be a good idea just to have a little background, since there's nobody there to talk to, you know, help like you might do in a real program. But we thought that it would be good to have that. And then also there will also be some links to tell you a little bit about the sites at Elmwood and, you know, how we chose that.
Oh, great. So so you worked pretty closely then, I guess, with Kimberly at Elmwood putting this together.
Kim has just been great. Yes. I mean, we have, as I said, we've had things there before, but she was so welcoming, and we're just glad to be able to have that alliance, because it's been really good for both of us, I think.
Wait, let's hear another performance now. I love this work, and I really was appreciative of the background information on George Butterworth's song.
Yeah.
It's taken from the text is taken from A. E. Houseman's "A Shropshire Lad," and it's called "When I Was 1 and 20."
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we could hear a little bit of that performed by bass Paul Christopher Murray, who's accompanied by Brian Ray at the piano. So let's hear a little bit of that, and people can enjoy the entire performance starting this Friday afternoon at 3, when the Beethoven Club honors the 168th anniversary of Elmwood Cemetery with that virtual concert you can watch at BeethovenClubMemphis.org.
When I was 1 and 20, I heard a wise man say, "Give crowns and pounds and guineas, but not your heart away. Give pearls away and rubies, but keep your fancy free." But I was 1 and 20, no use to talk to me. When I was 1 and 20, I heard him say again, "The heart out of the bosom was never given in vain. 'Tis paid with sighs of plenty and spent for endless room. And I am 2 and 20. And oh, 'tis true, 'tis true."
George Butterworth's "When I Was 1 and 20," that was bass Paul Christopher Murray and pianist Brian Ray. We were talking about the Baroque pieces on the program, Patricia, and you have a few pieces by Johann Sebastian Bach, and also Telemann. The Telemann piece is going to be performed by flutist Kelly Herman. She's doing something interesting, too, on the program that's a little more contemporary that I wanted you to tell us about. But before we do that, I was really excited to see that Daniel Gilbert is going to be performing Bach's Cello Suite No. 1 arranged for violin. That's exciting.
Well, apparently, you know, those cello suites are some of the most performed of Bach's work. And as I was reading about this, apparently they're so wonderful, they've been arranged for all kinds of different instruments. And so Daniel to pick that out, and I thought that's so lovely. So that's, yeah, that will be an interesting thing to have on the program.
And Kelly Herman's playing Telemann's Fantasy Number 6 in D minor, but then later on in the concert, there's a composer that I'm not familiar with that she'll be playing. So I'm looking for that information. Here it is. How do you pronounce this composer's first name? Is it Jendik Feld?
You know, I'm not absolutely sure. I'm embarrassed to say. He's Czech. And so, isn't that right? I believe.
He is Czech, yes.
Yes. And so I better not venture into that.
But I think that's great, though. It's a composer that I'm not familiar with. So I'm assuming that most people aren't. And so this is the chance to hear something.
Right. So it will be nice to have a little flow from all the work Baroque all the way to contemporary.
Right.
And then the Telemann that she's doing, something I learned about Telemann that I didn't know was that in addition to writing an enormous amount of music, I mean 500 opus numbers or something, he also was a music engraver. And so these Fantasias that he wrote are some that he may have been actually the engraver for, too, which
wow.
is kind of amazing.
How did he have the time to do that, too?
I don't know. I don't know. I do not know.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it was a little unusual for him to write that many solo flute pieces, because most of the things that were being written for flute were in some ensemble.
Right,
at that
right.
time.
Yeah. So. Huh. All right. Well, that's interesting. So this concert, again, will begin, it's available online beginning this coming Friday at 3 p.m. at BeethovenClubMemphis.org. And I want to look ahead to October, early October, on Sunday, October the 3rd, because you're right. celebrating another major anniversary that so many performing artists are doing this year. It's Beethoven's 250th birthday. You could not let that pass without having a special concert to celebrate Beethoven.
No, indeed. So what we're going to do this time is kind of a lecture recital. The two big pieces will be the Spring Sonata that Linnea and Maeve Brophy will play, and then Maeve is going to play the big Opus 110. And so before each of those pieces, though, we're fortunate that Vanessa Rogers from Rhodes, who's a musicologist there, is going to give a little introductory small 10-minute lecture kind of thing about each one of these pieces. So there are pieces that it's like everybody probably has heard these pieces, but it will be good to have some real background given from a musicologist. This will all be in that same format online with, like, you go to the page, and then there are the YouTube videos for each of the four sections and some background information. So, we're going to do that And once again, just keep on our schedule of doing things we set out to do.
There you go. Well, I mean, it's been difficult or challenging for every arts organization to try to adapt to the pandemic. And you know, you can't do it in a concert hall live. We can't perform on the Beethoven Club stage in that small little intimate space. So I think you're dealing with it in a really creative way. What else has been going on? What other things have you faced or have you tried to do as far as your other programs, and how have you adapted it to what's going on now?
Well, of course, with Luna Nova, with my other group, we did the whole Belvedere Festival online, and that was 40 performances. That was 6 concerts with a total of 40 videos. And so that took a lot of teamwork and a lot to pull together, but it's all up there now. It's all, you know, you go to lunanova.org and there's the links, and you can continue to see all those things. And then as I go, there are other concerts that we're planning that will depend a little bit on the particular venues and what their rules and situations are when we get into October and November and December. But I think potentially if we perform so that we have either one or two or maybe 3 players at a time on the, you know, so you don't have a stage full of people, and if the audience is spaced and has masks, and it will be really exactly the same as a lot of church services are doing now, where you have the clergy in the front but they're all 6 feet apart or whatever. And then the pews are spaced out, and people are spaced out on the pews. So it's not ideal, but it's just what we have to do right now because we have to keep going.
Exactly, exactly. Well, for right now, I'm urging people to experience these performances virtually, beginning with that Beethoven Club celebration of the 168th anniversary of Elmwood Cemetery. That virtual concert will be available starting Friday, this Friday at 3 p.m. Again, that's BeethovenClubMemphis.org. And then mark your calendar to see a performance by the Brophy sisters, violinist Linnea Brophy and pianist Maeve Brophy, playing music by Beethoven. And you'll get a lot of interesting information from the musicologist from Rhodes College, Dr. Vanessa Rogers. Again, that's going to be available beginning Sunday, October the 3rd at 3 p.m. If you want more information about any of this, besides visiting the Beethoven Club website at BeethovenClubMemphis.org, you can call them at 274-2504. There's another number, though, too, Patricia. Would it be better for them to call 493-0958?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So call that number, 493-0958, otherwise BeethovenClubMemphis.org. Patricia Gray, the president of the Beethoven Club and the executive director of Luna Nova Music, thanks for keeping on and giving us content to enjoy while we can't all gather in a concert hall. We can still experience the beauty of this music online, and I want to thank you for being my guest this afternoon to tell us all about it.
Thank you so much.